Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When the private sector declines to provide a product or service, there is usually a very good reason. If a government then steps to help by offering this missing product or service, the end result can turn out to be a huge negative rather than a public good. With Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, the U.S. government's National Flood Insurance Program has, unfortunately, led to greater loss of lives, more economic losses, and overall greater misery than if the program never existed. For real? Prudent real estate owners insure their properties against the risk of calamities that they cannot afford to suffer. Fire insurance is the most common form. But did you know that floods are this nation's most common and most costly natural disasters? In parts of America, the potential flood losses is so high that private insurance companies don't offer that insurance. Or, if they do, it's priced so high that it's uneconomic to build in these areas. This lack or extremely high cost of available flood insurance sends an economic signal to avoid erecting buildings in these locations. The National Flood Insurance Program was created by the federal government 49 years ago, supposedly to protect people who put up buildings in flood-prone areas. It probably does not surprise you that the majority of more than 5 million covered by this program are in Florida and Texas. Guess what? The government's flood program operates at a loss. That means it distorts the risk of flood losses by charging premiums that are too low. As a result of this distorted economic signal, more people put up homes and businesses in lands prone to flood damage. So when events like Hurricanes Harvey and Irma happen, more people are in harm's way. As a result, the death toll and property losses are higher in such disasters because people were not warned away from such lands by the lack of affordable flood insurance. When it comes to government programs such as a National Flood Insurance Program, sometimes the most humane thing to do is nothing. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.